From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. A court in Cambodia has sentenced a prominent journalist to 20 years in jail. The court found that broadcaster Mam Sonando convinced villagers to rise up and declare their independence. Critics call the trial absurd. They say the case is really about taking land away from farmers and stifling free expression. And those critics blame Cambodia's prime minister, one of Asia's last remaining political strongmen. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Phnom Penh.
During the rainy season, the jungle trails leading to the village of Prama become a series of quagmires barely navigable by motorcycle and on foot. Prama is little more than a clearing in the jungle in eastern Krachay province, just east of the Mekong River. The idea that this poor area of farmhouses, people, and chickens could become an independent nation causes villagers to laugh bitterly. The soldiers came and told us they were here to rescue us from the secessionists, one villager says, speaking in her home on stilts. They took our farmland and now they won't allow us to go back to tend to our crops. Authorities have warned villagers to remain silent, so they asked that their names not be used. The farmers' land was granted to a Russian-owned agribusiness, but some villagers refused to leave. Soldiers who tried to evict them in May shot a 14-year-old girl to death. Another villager says soldiers robbed him at gunpoint. He points to a sack of rice and says he's running out of food.
If we try to go back to our fields, the authorities will accuse us of resisting them. We are just unarmed civilians. If we don't get our land back, we will have to go elsewhere to make a living.
The case has caused an outcry from Cambodian civic groups. But in June, Prime Minister Hun Sen publicly warned groups to steer clear of the issue.
You want to support this effort to create a state within a state and incite violence. I regret the death of the girl. It was not intentional. Who caused this? It was the Association of Democrats.
The Association of Democrats is a civic group run by veteran journalist Mam Sonando. It has tried to help Prama villagers organize to protect their land. Mam Sonando also runs Beehive Radio, a private network that is generally critical of the government. Today, hundreds of supporters vented their fury outside a Phnom Penh courthouse as judges sentenced Mam Sonando to 20 years in jail for masterminding the alleged secession plot. Speaking before the verdict, Mam Sonando's wife, Din Panara, says the case was politically motivated.
To be frank, the government has threatened my husband with imprisonment in order to keep him from teaching people about the rule of law and democracy. His efforts have won him a lot of popular support. He is a patriot.
U Virak, president of the Cambodian Center for Human Rights, says the case is part of a wider crackdown on dissent. He says the mercurial Prime Minister Hun Sen is especially intolerant of any challenge to his authority ahead of next year's general election, which could be hotly contested.
I think Hun Sen is more than nervous about the 2013 election. He's paranoia. He's starting to see enemies almost everywhere. He's starting to see that the challenge to his strongman image and the challenge to his grip on power is coming from all over the place.
Hun Sen is a former commander in the Khmer Rouge, which killed off roughly a quarter of Cambodia's population during its four-year rule, beginning in 1975. He's been in power through several governments stretching back to 1985. And while Cambodia's economy is expected to grow by about 7% this year, many observers see its democracy as regressing. President Obama is expected to visit Cambodia next month to attend a regional summit. U Virak wants to focus the president's attention on human rights issues. Some Cambodians say that because of these issues, the president should just not come at all. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Phnom Penh.